What do you understand when you hear the words, the glory of God? The glory of God is the majesty of God being revealed in the world here and now. Jesus reveals the God of the Father through his words and actions, through his love and obedience to the Father, and the Father reveals the glory of Jesus in the resurrection. But how do we experience and share in the glory of God today? By loving one another. Jesus' commandment to love came at the most darkest of times, at the Last Supper. Judas has just left to betray him. In a few moments, he'll tell his close friend Peter that he too will deny him three times, and the disciples will run away in fear that night. What Jesus asks of his disciples, of us, is not an easy or sentimental love. It is a command to love without expecting anything in return. A command to love unconditionally, selflessly, is the love of the cross and the martyrs, is the love that includes one's enemies and friends, is the love of service and self-sacrifice. It is the love that feeds the hungry, houses the homeless, it remembers to look after the poor, the orphan, the widow and stranger. It is a love that challenges us, confronts us, and changes the world. And when we see this love in the church, we see the glory of God, because God is love, and we know that God is with us.